Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
What are the key motivations behind O&L Group's decision to terminate the franchise agreement with Pick n Pay South Africa?
The key motivations are quite clearly. Number one, you can see from, if you look at the evolution from its revenue performance and so forth since 2015-16 already, we actually have not moved forward. We actually moved backwards. We had, at that time, we had 22 stores, and now we've got 19 stores, meaning that the business model did not work at all. And also, it means that you obviously didn't reach the consumer. And the strategy that was applied in Namibia was rather a copy from South Africa, which won't work in Namibia. As you know, the Namibian consumer is slightly different.
Yeah.
So then how does the group plan to differentiate its new retail strategy from the current Pick n Pay model?
Yeah, for sure, we have done a lot of work and understand the market extremely well. I mean, a lot of research has been happening. I mean, the decision hasn't been been made overnight. It's already been going on for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
So we understand the Namibian consumer, and we will accordingly together a product that will attract the consumer, and we can excite them, and not just not being only a shop, a place to go shopping groceries, but to actually have an experience, to have to leave lasting memories. That's what we need.
And then, what are the anticipated financial implications for O&L Group during and after the transition period?
You know, obviously, during the transition period, it's pretty business as usual.
Yeah.
However, what is going to be quite a bit of going to cost quite a bit of money is obviously designs and you know, obviously a lot of investment has been done already in terms of research and so forth. But you know, going forward, obviously designs, the reinvestment, rebranding, and these different things that will add or requires quite some investment.
Yeah.
Their return, however, is a completely different. A completely different situation.
Yeah.
It's from going to quite, from a sort of break even to loss making into profit making, which allows us then to also be competitive and expand our retail offering.
Having spoken about the Namibian market, how will the group ensure a competitive edge in the Namibian retail market post transition? And how will this decision impact the broader Namibian economy, particularly the retail sector?
Yeah, I think number one, we own the retail stores anyway, so we know what the consumer wants.
But
we didn't have the liberty in terms of designing it accordingly and designing or you know, putting the portfolio together that's needed to serve it. So that's for sure. The flexibility. No, there was no flexibility and so forth. So what it will change is that we are much more flexible. We can a lot more go into the Namibian market, the Namibian suppliers, to actually even ask for custom-made products and so forth going forward.
Yeah.
So that's what is exciting, that you know, we can make fast decisions and so forth. And create real partnerships with the locals. You know, to meet the consumer.
Yeah.
And in what ways can this strategic shift foster local entrepreneurship and business growth in Namibia?
It's absolutely a very important factor that, you know, we are passionate producers ourselves, as you know.
Yeah.
In terms of our dairies and meats and so on. We know what it means. We know what it is all about. So, but now with the retail offering, you know, we can really open the doors to, you know, and that's what I said, we want to forge partnerships or suppliers or create suppliers that can slowly but surely make us more independent in Namibia and meet the consumers. Obviously, we need to be very careful. There must be standards and all sorts. We can't put any health of the consumer at risk. So the suppliers or the Namibian suppliers really need to also need to then meet the standards. But this is what we are there for, to make that sure. But for sure, it has a major impact on entrepreneurship and possibility for Namibians.
Yeah. So how might this move influence Namibia's market dynamics and consumer behavior? especially the handling of possible disruption for customers, you know, that became accustomed to the Pick n Pay brand?
I think that will, a lot of that will be much becoming much more easier. I mean, disruptions we always have. I mean, you have there are normal disruptions that also comes from, let's say, store revamps, revamps and so forth. But then there's other disruptions that, you know, obviously with a local supply, we can overcome a little bit better. But the landscape is definitely going to change in terms of having another real Namibian retailer on the market that, you know, ensures that the entire return can be reinvested into Namibia, and therefore, you know, investing a lot more in people and so forth. That was, it was like a spiral. You know, you couldn't invest any more in people and so forth because the business model just didn't work. You know, the profits went all to South Africa.
Yeah, exactly. So then how will O&L Group address the concerns and needs of its employees during this transition?
You know, we have got this first. We've been the best company to work for years, and now it's a great place to work. We know we will do everything to ensure we look it after them as we did. But there's one thing for sure. There is now a future. There was no future before.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is a future. And if you have a sustainable business model, there's a future for the people. So I think people, you know, one thing's for sure. If there's no business, there's no one to look after.
Yeah. So, things can only get better.
Cannot get better from now.
And then in conclusion, what are the anticipated challenges and opportunities for O&L Group as it navigates this transformative journey?
Yeah, it's very clear. I mean, it's a lot of questions. Like, you know, a lot of people have got many questions. Are we still a supplier? Had calls. Are we still going to supply you? Are you still going to keep the stores open? Or there's a lot of questions about, are we handing over the stores to South Africa?
Yeah.
And all sorts of funny questions. So, I mean, I think the biggest challenge is to overcome uncertainty and people not fully informed and so forth. So, when we can overcome that and give people assurance that we'll do our utmost, there are other smaller challenges. There's systems, there's designs, there's names, there's acceptance all over for people that we need to fight for and so forth. But I will already see the feedback from many people. They're already suggesting names and all sorts. It's actually quite exciting times. What we have at the moment. So I'm looking forward to creating a real Namibian retail offering.
Yeah. Right, Mr. Tiba, is there perhaps anything else that you would like to add that I perhaps left out?
Yeah, the only thing I can highlight is maybe that everybody can be assured that we have a full team working at this around the clock, and not only now, it's for quite some time already, to do the right thing. One thing's for sure, we need more independence in Namibia. Economic independence is important for us going forward in ensuring that we are having sustainable businesses that actually can go outside and not only in Namibia, so that we can open stores outside Namibia. So that is the next step thereafter. So, but therefore, that you need a very, very solid and sustainable business.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Tima, I thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, and thank you for your wonderful questions. When I saw your questions, I really look forward to them.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.